Muse in the News with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Auto Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
They're opening a Center for Advanced Aviation Technologies. It's going to be launched in Fort Worth, and they're going to study drones and air taxis. They're going to, I guess, test the air taxis and hypersonic aircraft. This, according to some partnership that the government's trying to do with private companies, but the government's going to fund $35 million worth of this. But it will pave the way, hopefully, for the air taxis to get cranked up, because I want a drone to be able to come and lift me by the shoulders and then take me somewhere like an eagle in its talons.
I will never ride in one of those.
You will never be picked up by an eagle talon drone?
Nope.
I bet you will. If it became common and everyone around you was doing it, you would do it. Mm-mm. Have you ever taken like a ride share? I bet at one time you thought, I'm never going to do that. I'm just going to take a yellow cab. That's what I know, and that's what I'm used to.
No, but
I'm not getting in a stranger's car.
I have, and that's another one I'm never going to do, is the driverless car ride share.
I bet you do that.
Yeah, I bet you do that, too.
I bet you'll do that on a road trip with us. The three of us will do it as a novelty. Or, hell, around here. We're starting to get them around here.
And I don't know. The world is very strange with the... Once we go to driverless taxis that show up in front of your door, and then they, you get in and a robot voice greets you. Hello, George.
Uh-huh.
You look beautiful in your tank top, or whatever they say to compliment you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're watching you with their big octopus eye. Kind of rotating around, looking all bulbous.
Nope.
Yeah, you'll do that. And have you succumb to the ordering out for food and getting, you know, it delivered all the time?
I have never done
with
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats, and what's the other one? DoorDash. And
nope.
I know some people who will DoorDash stuff that is right down the street. I mean, it's like two blocks away.
Yeah.
And they'll wait for 45 minutes to get it.
See, I've never done it. I've done it a couple of times, but I've always had a bad experience. It's taken a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I determined that I can get in the car, go to that place, pick up my to-go,
right,
bring it back a lot faster.
But it's not a matter of time. It's a matter of effort. And the people that I know don't want to make the effort. They want to stay stay on the couch or on the chair or in bed.
See, we're just edging closer to idiocracy.
Yes, yeah.
Where we're doing that. We have a tube in our mouth.
And then pretty soon it will be Uber tubes. And then they will not only bring the food to you, but they will puree it and then put it in the tube where you can just stay in bed, and they just snake the tube down your throat where you can get the donuts in your mouth.
So you can keep watching TV.
Right. Yes. Yes. It's all happening. But anyway, drone delivery. We've had P1s that have told us they've gotten drone delivery from places. Because I think Walmart and Amazon have both started drone delivery programs in some areas. And I want to say up in some of our northern zip codes, they have that. Drone delivery of things from like the drugstore or something.
Didn't Rich Phillips tell us he had a drone delivery?
Yeah. Drop it off in the front yard.
Hey,
I still haven't seen it.
Land in your yard.
Quack.
Drops off your Tylenol, and then it pulls a gun out and fires a few shots at you and then leaves.
I'm fine with that. I'm kind of with George. I don't think I would do the drone picking you up by your shoulders and taking you somewhere.
Robot talons.
Well, that was my artist rendering of what I think happens.
Going up in the air with a drone, I think, is a lot riskier than getting in a rideshare car professional driver.
Okay, but what about a rideshare drone that you actually get in? Not one that picks you up by the shoulders with eagle talons.
No, it's still going up in the air. That seems a lot more dangerous.
You know, it's just a scaled-down helicopter that I'm not doing, so no.
Yeah, but it's not going as high as a helicopter, so it's a lot safer.
I don't care.
And it only takes you over a residential swimming pool, so, you know, it cushions the fall in case
water.
If everyone's doing it, you will do it. That's my final statement. That's my final answer. An Austin mortuary employee is accused.
One, two.
A lot of red flags. Accused of experimenting.
Three.
On corpses.
Four.
This woman, 50-year-old
Five.
Wait, why? Why is that a red flag?
It's not. I'm kidding. I'm in my 50s. I can kid about
that. A 50-year-old woman named Adeline Nan Bin Bui.
Bowie
has been charged with one count of state jail felony abuse of corpse.
It's abuse of corpse.
And five counts of tampering with governmental records. These were death certificates that she fraudulently signed. But Bin Bui turned herself into the Travis County Jail. She was accused of experimenting on separated anatomical structures, namely the arms of deceased people. And in this experiment, she would inject the arms with formaldehyde, and observe its effects over time on the severed limbs to see if it made the limb, like, jump up and start dancing around and giving you the middle finger and just
so
going
she's
crazy.
A scientist.
Yeah. She's doing experiments.
Yeah.
I mean, Da Vinci did crap like this, and we call him a genius. Why don't we call Adeline Van Bin Bui a genius?
When you were going down the abused a corpse path, I thought it was going to end in the worst way possible.
Which is what?
She was making love to them or something.
God. No, I did have a story, and I've skipped it because it was so disturbing, that happened in New York. Have you seen that story of the guy who died on the subway, and then the security cameras caught a couple people going in there and using them for marital purposes, using the dead guy for love.
What?
Yeah.
A couple of people?
Yeah, and one of them was a woman, but I don't think she did any Gretchel stuff with him. It was only guy-on-corpse love.
What?
And the woman was just robbing him, going through his pockets, trying to fish out any change. It wasn't the most loving of acts.
But there was a guy...
Yeah.
That saw a corpse and decided to make love to it.
Yes. While his girlfriend fished through the pockets.
Wow.
Who are we to judge what goes on in people's relationships?
I thought you weren't going to do the story.
Well, I'm not going. I'm telling you that that's an example of a story I will not do on the air. Right.
I'm really glad you didn't do that story.
Thanks for not doing it.
I have standards. So, anyway, this courage. Woman down in Austin was in... injecting arms to make them come back alive. Jeez. That's the story I want to tell you.
All right. Well, that's a better abuse of a corpse than what happened in the subway.
The FBI says that last year we had a record amount of online scams, raked in $16.6 billion. And that's undercounting, actually, how much people lost in the scams, because these are only people that filed a police report about it. And most people are so embarrassed, they don't file reports about it. But most of these scams involved cryptocurrency and targeting older Americans.
So sorry.
Which I would think those two don't mix. If you call Granny, who's 83,
I need you to transfer a hawk to a coin into a wallet, a cold wallet that I have.
What are you talking about? What's hawk to a currency?
All right.
My Monero is mooning.
I guess Monero never really moons. George, come on, joke about crypto with us.
No, but I will say this. Maybe that's for the younger victims.
The crypto part?
The crypto part, and then the other was just scamming the elderly.
Didn't we know someone up here whose mother got scammed out of He caught his mother going to the bank to get like $25,000 for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sound familiar?
Yep.
Yeah.
And she was going to send it to Brad Pitt, or am I mixing two different stories?
No, I think you're on to something.
That was an on-air story.
Okay. I just can't remember.
Who was it?
Yeah, I wish we knew.
I do understand not reporting it when you get scammed, though, the embarrassment.
Yeah, it could be twice that number.
Because I never
three times that number.
I never reported my losses on Top Shot.
Did you have losses?
Yeah. It wasn't a scam, but
hey,
yes.
I remember going over to my dad's one time, and he was talking with some tech support people on his computer because his computer had locked up, and he had to, hey, you have to call this number to get it unlocked and all this kind of stuff. And he was in the middle of falling for this scam. And I said, who are you talking to, Dad? I'm on with the Microsoft people, you know, so on. I said, let me talk to them, you know. So I got on the phone. And it was a guy with a very beautiful Nigerian accent. It was.
Okay.
Yeah, which I felt empowered even listening to him. And he's telling my dad that he needs to do this and this and cede over control of his computer to them at Microsoft Central, and they would go ahead and fix this and all this. And I said, no. So I took over the taking this guy's commands, and I frustrated him so wildly. It was fun. Oh, my gosh. This is before I even knew about, you know, people who they have YouTube channels of doing this, and they're hilarious to watch. But yeah, he would give me instructions to do, and I would do them all wrong, and he would yell at me, he would scream at me, he was so mad. And then he started cussing rather severely, and he was on speakerphone in front of my dad, and he was telling me to do unspeakable things to my own sister.
Oh, boy.
And that's when I said, okay, could you hold on? And I ran, and I waited for like a minute and a half and got back on the phone out of breath and said, okay, I did it. I did it. Now what? Do I press enter, or what do I do? Oh, it was a fun gag.
My dad all right, thanks for all that incest talk.
Oh, my gosh. There you have it. And Steve McMichael has passed away. Remember him from the 85 Chicago Bears?
Oh, yeah, Texas Longhorn, too.
Yes, he passed away at the age of 67 following a heartbreaking battle with ALS. He had the ALS. ALS. Lou Gehrig's disease. Played for the Bears for 13 seasons. Still holds the club record for 191 consecutive games played. And he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame last August. You know, at his bedside because he was incapacitated with ALS. Remember his nickname?
Mongo.
Mongo.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. He became the fourth defensive player from the 85 Bears to enter the Hall of Fame.
He was on that 77 Texas team that was just incredible.
And so your hero, Shannon Sharp.
Is that my hero?
Has had a civil lawsuit filed against him seeking $50 million in damages. A woman who says she was, I think she was 19 when she met him, had a two-year relationship with him. She accuses Shannon Sharp of rapeing her. And in, I think, October of 2024 and again in January. Now, Shannon Sharp posted a statement from his lawyer saying that this relationship they had was consensual and said this was a shakedown. And she's distorting their rough sex consensual relationship and mischaracterizing it. But she also accuses him of being verbally abusive, controlling, and violent over time. And I can't quite understand the way it's written in this story, but she found out about him being involved with other women when that audio came out. Remember that audio where he accidentally went live on Instagram?
Yeah.
And he was trying to make a baby with a woman on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
And I can't tell whether the way the story is written, I can't tell whether this was her that he was doing this with, or whether she found out about another woman when he went live on Instagram and confronted him about it, and then he got mad. I don't know. She's got 500,000 followers on Insta. That's short for Instagram in this case. And her OnlyFans page charges $13 a month to see her make love to Shannon Sharp, I guess. So he's in trouble. Will he be taken off that show? Because ESPN originally kept him on the show when this came down. But a lot of people are mad that he's still on there. Birthdays today. Shirley MacLaine is 91.
Wow.
Warren Beatty is her brother. Is he younger or older?
Ooh, I'm going to guess younger.
Okay.
But I'm not sure about that.
And she's the one who claims she's lived in past lives and can remember them all.
She's a neighbor of Gene Hackman's in Santa Fe. Was a neighbor.
Where was she when Gene Hackman took a dive in the mudroom?
Good question.
Barbara Streisand, 83.
That's greatness.
It is greatness. For some reason, George would never acknowledge her incredible voice.
I think she has a nice voice.
Was she the first true diva?
Talk.
Yeah, I guess in a way, wasn't she?
I think so.
Jack Blades, lead singer and bassist for Night Ranger, is 71.
That made the list.
Wow.
Cedric the Entertainer, 61.
Funny.
Aidan Gillen is 57.
He played Littlefinger on Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Haven't seen it.
You need to watch it.
Nope.
You need to watch it for the opening love scene in Game of Thrones. Nope. It's always exciting. Ow. Kelly Clarkson, 43.
Ticket Zone.
Ticket Zone.
Jack Quaid is 33 from The Boys. Did y'all watch The Boys? It's so good. You should watch that.
Is that Dennis Quaid's son?
Yes. And I guess it's Meg Ryan's son, too, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know, Jacob, whether he is? Yeah. So he's from Meg Ryan. Omar Vizquel, 58.
Greatness.
Chipper Jones, 53.
Greatness.
Carlos Beltran, 48.
Hey, man.
And Ashley Barty is 29. Three Grand Slam titles.
All right, Gordo, thank you.